This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We'll get an update on inflation later this week. The Fed's preferred measure, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, comes out Thursday, and it will likely confirm what we're already feeling every time we open our wallets. Inflation, though, isn't just a concern here in the U.S. In Turkey, price increases are becoming so severe, many people can't afford basic necessities, and that's creating some tough choices. The BBC's Victoria Craig has more from that country's largest city, Istanbul.
Turkey is in the midst of a currency crisis, which is fanning the red-hot flames of inflation. Official data show prices have surged more than 21% in the last year, while the value of the nation's lira currency has nearly halved since January. To put that in perspective, it now takes about 13 lira to buy just one U.S. dollar. That devaluation means simple errands like grocery store shopping have become a lot more expensive. And for many, budgeting and saving is now impossible.
I cannot pay my rent properly. I rent my room to foreigners.
That's Montoya, a college student in her 20s. She declined to give her last name. Many in Turkey right now don't want to give their last names for fear of attracting government attention. Montoya is trying to make ends meet by working part-time at a local bar. She says her employer can't afford to raise her wages, so last month she resorted to renting out her spare bedroom to tourists.
I'm really worried about it because I'm really scared when someone comes to me and I don't know him or her, and it's staying at home with someone I don't know. It's really scary, actually, but I don't have anything to.
Montoya needs the money not just to make sure she can put a roof over her head, but to buy basic necessities. On the day we met, she told me it now takes twice as much money to fill one basket at the supermarket. That's a common refrain from families and grocery store workers we spoke to across Istanbul, and it's led economists to believe inflation is much higher than the official rate of 21.3%. Dermis Yilmaz is a former Turkish central bank governor who served between 2006 and 2011. He's now a member of the opposition party.
There are groups of academicians who has come up with a technical measuring inflation. Their measurement is even close to 60%. Therefore, this creates a huge burden on the society at large.
Normally, central banks would raise interest rates to combat this kind of inflation, but the Turkish central bank has instead cut rates four times in the past 4 months. It's all because President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who has a heavy influence on the central bank, believes unconventionally low rates will spur job creation and dampen price rises. On Sunday, 2 days after the latest interest rate reduction, he told Turkish state TV his Muslim faith, which forbids charging or receiving interest on loans, has guided his views on monetary policy. He said those complaining about it shouldn't expect any other stance from him, and he vowed to continue doing what is required by Islamic teachings. Economists, though, say that policy will only deepen Turkey's economic problems. Here's Dermis Yilmaz again.
In order to have high economic growth, he has to bring about first conditions which is necessary for price stability and the financial stability and the fair distribution of resources. Without doing this, I think the president is living in a different cosmos. Without achieving these necessary conditions, having a high rate of growth is not possible.
We tried to speak to President Erdogan's finance minister about the economic strategy, but our requests went unanswered. As the government pursues its unorthodox policy, the everyday struggle for many continues, especially for young people in Turkey, where the median age is just under 33. Many, like Montoya, feel the only way to have a prosperous future is to leave the country.
When I graduate, I am planning to go abroad, maybe Spain, to work permanently, maybe temporarily, I don't know. We will see.
Her story is like those of students we heard about across the country who feel left behind and increasingly disadvantaged by their government's economic policies. In Istanbul, Turkey, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.